Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Catch Some Z's podcast. I am very excited to be back and here with you now for this episode. I was about to say this is a very special episode, and I mean, it's not that it can't be, but there's nothing in particular that makes this episode special, except it's the first one after my birthday. So that's pretty exciting. In between last episode and this one, I hosted the first ever Z-Day toast. Z-Day, again, for those of you who may not know, is the day I celebrate my birthday, October 24th, Scorpio gang. But it is also an opportunity for everyone who celebrates with me to celebrate themselves. And so a bunch of us got on IG Live, and I was able to share that time with some of my peers who are doing big things. And I invited them to join the live and talk about their wins. And I talked about my wins and, you know, what we've got cooking up slash what we're excited for the year. So that was really nice. So thank you again to everyone who came on the live and, you know, was there. And I just really appreciate it. So I really hope that, you know, this is something, the essence of what we did is something I would like to continue moving forward. So we'll see what we can do. But meanwhile, I have a fun episode, I guess, to talk about today. And it is inspired by one of the more particular events that happened during the Z-Day celebration weekend. And we're just going to get right into it. So the quote that I'm going to share with you all today to start off our episode is by one Jeff Brown that I found on the internet. And it reads, "Your only responsibility is to become all that you are meant to become." Okay, that's it. That's the quote. And it's really these like simple quotes that I think do the most damage. Like, they are really, really powerful. So that is the quote. I'm going to let you sit with that for a little bit. And then I am going to come back and we're going to get into our discussion. So part of the reason, or like the biggest reason why this quote was such a heavy hitter for me, is because, you know, looking back on my birthday celebration and just current events in general, it is helpful and inspiring and kind of, for me, prioritizing, you know, what's important and what's not. So last episode, I spoke about my complicated relationship with my own expectations and my own self-worth. So this week, I want to focus on how to kind of heal that relationship and, again, simplify things and focus on what's important. So now I always want to preface these conversations with a disclaimer. That everything I discuss is very obviously going to be a result of my own experiences. And it's the culmination of a lot of internal work that, you know, I've done to reach certain goals. So, you know, apply what is applicable to you. And I guess disregard the rest, but this is not me trying to make a blanket general statement for a whole bunch of people. It's just me. So, my birthday. Okay, I know I'm becoming a grown-up because a lot of things went south during my birthday week that could have potentially like made me cry just out of frustration, but didn't. So if I start at the beginning, let's rewind. The original plan was to be in Cancun with my friends for our birthday weekend.
I was turning 24 on the 24th. My one friend was turning 25 on the 25th, and it was gonna be so cute. But I'm not trying to fly during COVID, and I also can't afford to have to quarantine upon my return or when I get there, and whatever the rules are changing, it's just not even worth that. So we've been remixing our birthday plans, and you know, we settled on a cute, like, intimate party at her home. I'll get to that though. Anyway, all of that to say, I bought a cute costume. I had, you know, different visions for outfits to wear for the birthday weekend, you know, some cute visuals to give to you all. And so Monday, because everything was changing so fast and I didn't have a concrete plan for my birthday, it was quite literally, my birthday was on Saturday. That Monday, I went to the mall. I was like, you know what, let me find something, just something quick to throw together. I don't have to spend too much money on it, but let me find something that I'm comfortable wearing. I was in a mall for about an hour and a half, and I left with a bottle of perfume because I could not find a damn thing. All right. I don't like being in malls like aimlessly, right? Anytime I go, I have a vision. So the fact that I went to 3 or 4 stores, 2 of them me going back to, just in case I missed something the first time and not finding anything. I was online, like I was on their websites beforehand, picked out different pieces so I could be like, all right, this is an option, this is an option, this is an option. Let me see if I see it. I'll grab it, go. Found nothing, came back with my perfume. Okay. That week I also got my hair done, and I, you know, needed to get some type of manicure or pedicure, but I was like, you know what? I simply do not feel like going to a nail salon and just being around all of that, and also paying nail salon prices when I am no stranger to press on nails. Let me go just get myself a quick pair of press-ons that I wear for the weekend. I don't have to commit to it. It's fine. And so I did that. So when I went to the hair store, I also picked up a pack of nails, got my hair done on Thursday. No, Wednesday. Yeah? No, I got my hair done on Thursday. And yes, I got my hair done on Thursday. And so Thursday night, I put the press-ons on. So I was like, let me, you know, put them on Thursday night. They can sleep, they can set, you know, I won't be doing too much. And I wanted to feel a little bit fancy, so I got them a little bit longer than I usually do. But girl, I woke up Friday. It was a struggle to brush my teeth and wash my face, do my skincare. Also, bonus note that my skin has been having an allergic reaction for now, off and on for like the last 3 weeks, on my Cupid's bow and under my eyes. I've been having like rashes and dry patches. So not only am I not able to do my standard skincare routine, like ingredient wise, I also can't physically do it now because these nails are in the way. And I'm like, you know what? But you want it to be cute. This is what you have to do. Woke up Friday. I had a meeting for work, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to compromise. I'm going to cut and file the nails down a little bit and make them usable. In between me having that decision and actually doing it, about 3 of the nails had fallen off, and 2 of them falling off like within minutes of each other. And I was like, you know what, I'm actually not committed to this, and I took them all off immediately. Then I went to go have breakfast with my friend who also lives in my building, and you know, it was a pickup breakfast. I didn't stay, you know, in the restaurant, we brought it to go. But and it took me longer to get there because suddenly my stomach was upset, and it added like another 30 minutes to my itinerary. And it was like, I did not plan for this. I'm upset. All right, whatever. Friday night, we did go out to dinner, and it was really nice, and we enjoyed ourselves, and some stranger man bought us drinks. It was the same restaurant. I don't know if I shared with you that a few weeks ago, me and my friends went for brunch, and this woman saw us in our Black Girl Magic glory. And she was just so inspired. She was like, "I just let me buy your desserts." So same restaurant, just different day, different time. And another man bought us dessert wine. So that was cute, but we had a cute time. Okay, great. Saturday, we wake up. My homegirl who lives in the building calls me because pipes leaked in her apartment or from the apartment above her. Now her apartment is, you know, there's water coming from the ceilings in a bunch of different rooms. So now we got to deal with that. And, you know, it was stressful, but fortunately, you know, our super was able to come quickly and like kind of get things resolved, but it's like, yo, what? Okay. So now that's over. And Saturday's plan, there was an outdoor concert that I was supposed to go to with one of the organizations I'm involved with. And I went, and it was fine. I had a cute little fit on. And then it rained. It rained at the end. Nothing crazy. Like, it was more so like the sky was aggressively spitting. But it was still just like, and I had my umbrella. I just forgot it in the car. So, you know, it was just a big oof moment. And then Saturday night, I came in the house, planned to do the Instagram live for Z Day. And I had this dress that I had bought a while ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear that this weekend. And that's going to be my birthday dress. I don't have to buy a new fit. I haven't worn this yet. And I did. And I was super excited for the live. And I bought a steamer to steam the dress. And then it's about 30 minutes before we have to get started. And I realized that I had this grand vision of an Instagram live with no Instagram live setup. Like, I didn't have a place to prop up my phone. I didn't have access to good lighting. I went to go steam the dress. And like, I guess I did it wrong because it was still wrinkled by the time it was time to put it on. And I wasn't able to do the makeup looks I wanted to because my skin was still acting up. And so I was just literally in my living room like, bro, do you even care? Like, you are not prepared. So that was interesting, but we got on the live and it was fine. Everything went seamlessly again. Thank you. And shout out to everyone who joined. And then me and my homegirls just kind of sat in the living room and passed the wine around. And that was the vibe. Sunday, I think we kept it pretty quiet and I went to second dinner. It was really good. And then when I came home, I went to go put my shoes back on the rack as I do every day. And apparently my butt has just gotten so thick and juicy and plump and fat in these last few weeks that it actually knocked over my TV and it landed right on its remote and it was a pretty big smack and I picked it up and it was fine. And of course, when it was, you know, bedtime and I wanted to get under the covers and watch, I think, Issa Rae on SNL, or maybe it was Adele on SNL, turned on the TV and there was one of those big fat internal cracks. So what a way, you know, to wrap up the birthday weekend. And you can see evidence of some of those inconveniences on the Catch Some Z's Instagram if you haven't seen it already. But the moral of the story here is each time that I was met with one of those inconveniences, I very quickly adapted and accepted that this was just a necessary challenge. I accepted it for what it was and more or less kept it pushing. Now, old me, like I said earlier, probably would have cried a few times, but the important thing this time around was that, you know, I was so surrounded by love and I also recognized that a lot of these things had nothing to do with me except my big fat ass knocking over my television. But, you know, I was just really able to focus on and enjoy the real and the meaningful things and just kind of dismiss the rest of it, you know. And so, yes, I had a vision for, you know, my golden year, the visuals that I wanted to capture, vibes that I wanted to achieve, looks that I wanted to create. And ultimately, I wasn't able to do them the way I wanted to, but I was still able to make something happen. And once I removed the value from those, like, I guess, superficial things and focused on the quality time that I spent with the people I cared about and the acts of service that I was met with and the other ways that my love languages were fulfilled, things turned out very, very okay. So why is any of this important? It's important because it's indicative of larger growth for me. So I'd like to think that I've gotten better at dismissing the more impersonal inconveniences of my life, right? The things that don't really have anything directly to do with me. But when it comes to my personal goals, I'm still very much a passionate person about those things. You know, I can't control global warming, but I can definitely control how I celebrate my birthday. So for me to have faced all those challenges that threatened, you know, my birthday weekend and still be able to navigate them so that they work out, that's growth, you know. And if you compare it to last week's story about my sixth grade science project and how I took every bit of that experience as a personal attack on my self-worth, even though a lot of what happened was out of my control, now you take a look at this, which is a very significant moment in my life, And a lot of the things that went wrong were, you know, in some cases within the realm of my control, and they didn't go how I wanted it to. The fact that I didn't take those things as a personal attack on my self-worth as a human being, even though I could have, says a lot. And each time those inconveniences came about, and like I wasn't like stomping around, I wasn't crying, I didn't like hold myself up in the room and say, no, I'm not doing anything, like I did notice it, because the whole time it was happening, it was like, oh, okay, well, what's next, you know, like gotta keep it moving. So that was nice for me. And you know, I am also in this episode definitely intentionally avoiding current American events. But this overarching point is super important to me, because as an individual, you know, as a Black woman in America, I have to be very aware of who I am and who I'm not. And, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I have to live my life how I want to, because there's already so much at work trying to prevent that from happening. And it would be very easy to fall victim to that, but me falling victim to it will ultimately be really unfulfilling. So I have to make sure that I don't fall for it. And so, again, me being a big girl and not getting too disappointed and too upset with my birthday plans not going how I wanted them to go, and not taking it again as a personal attack on me and what I'm able to bring to the table, it's pretty significant stuff. So I'm going to take a quick breather and talk a little bit more when we get back. So you may be wondering why this episode is called Oysters and Tabasco. The surface level reason is because during one of my birthday dinners, I had oysters with Tabasco sauce. Now, I've had oysters before and I've had Tabasco pepper sauce before, but I've never had them together. And the Tabasco bottles were these cute little itty bitty bottles that I've never seen before. But putting the sauce on my oysters was a game changer, friends. So if you like oysters, I would encourage you to try it with some Tabasco sauce. However, the title of this episode comes from me wanting to be kind of deep. And since in today's society, oysters are associated with high-class cuisine, while Tabasco sauce is seen as something not usually consumed by the bourgeoisie, I thought the optics of pouring hot sauce on my oysters was incredibly fitting. I, like many of you, am in the process of cultivating my highest self. So during the Z-Day toast, Kayra asked me what my intentions were for my golden year. And one of the things I said was that I wanted to show up in real life the way I see myself in my head. And that's something I've shared with you all at some point before, but it especially rings true now. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time on Tumblr and Pinterest curating vision boards and finding inspiration. And one of the things that I'm constantly reminded of is that I am uniquely me. You know, whether I'm looking for that or not, it's in my face constantly. I have absolutely no problem being, you know, sophisticated and flexing my degrees and splurging on the experience of a good meal. And I also have no problem putting hot sauce on any available food item. Last week, I was watching the Cheetah Girls, as you guys probably guessed if you follow the Instagram, and I was reminded of when Galleria said to Aqua, "Stars don't talk with their mouth full and they don't carry bottles of hot sauce in their purses," after they had met Jackal for the first time. And then 13 years later, King Beyonce disproved that claim, you know, "I got hot sauce in my bag," swag. And it was very, you know, "Ooh, she's so country." Anyway, the whole point is this. I like what I like and I am who I am, period. So during the days back in the day, which probably spanned the course of a few years, where I was trying to figure out who I was and the kind of person that I wanted to be, I would look for inspiration in very admirable places, but I would restrict myself to a behavior that was limiting and then feel like a failure when I didn't meet what I determined to be the standard. This whole time, now remember, I was the one who was making up the rules. I was the one who was restricting myself to made up definitions. I was the one getting disappointed in myself for not fulfilling my own made up expectations, when the whole time, the thing that has been consistent is that I, again, like many of you, don't fit inside just any one particular box. I see all the time posts about people who, you know, they're like, you know, their whole vibe is like emo or goth, right? But they also really enjoy the color pink. And, you know, girls who are really cute and dainty and like, you know, don't do dishes, but they're like, they have a passion for gangster rap. or like the dark academics who have an affinity for like $3,000 pens and other luxury goods. And the point is, it's okay to have a variety of interests because that's what makes you who you are. So in summation, it is okay to want to put Tabasco on your oysters. See how that all came together? So that's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is you shouldn't expect yourself to fit one particular archetype, because that's just not realistic. Because even the people who, you know, might represent those areas that you maybe admire or whatever the case, they themselves are made up of so much more than just that. So my advice to you, my suggestion to you, is to not put yourself into that box. And, you know, don't get upset when you don't see yourself doing what, you know, you think you should be doing, like, or what other people may be doing. Only get upset when you're not doing, when you're not doing you. Okay. So I'm really trying hard to find, you know, relevant quotes that are a lot longer than the ones we start out with in the beginning that still capture the episode. And I have to say that my mind is really on, it's really on the next level, because I went through my trusty vision board on my phone and found another quote yet again from that album that I want to share with you. And while it, you know, at least I think it, you know, it captures the vibe of this episode, it also is something that I really want you to hear as we're all dealing with this very tumultuous time in our lives right now. And so I just encourage you to really listen to it, really let it marinate. And I hope it does something positive for you. So here it is. Every single time I was terrified of what was to come and didn't understand how I would get through it, I did. Every single time I felt like my world was ending and that I couldn't make something happen, I still did. Even when I felt terrified, lost, overwhelmed, unsure, insecure, and unworthy, I still pulled myself through. In looking back on all of it, everything always made sense after. And everything always worked out for my greater good. And everything led me to the next stage of who I was. I have to remember all of that in this moment where I'm feeling insecure and vulnerable. I have to remember how many times I felt that way and pushed through. I have to find the strength to love and accept myself for who I am at this stage too. And that is a quote I got from Tumblr user Virgo Ass Bitch. So, I share this with you again because, one, I think it encourages all of us to stay the course, you know, on all of our life's paths, regardless of how difficult they may be, how challenging and how unsure a lot of it can be. The point is, for a lot of us, in some way, shape, or form, we've been here before already. And so what we can say is we got through it because we're standing here today to tell that story. And then in a larger, I guess, global context, it's a little different because some of us may not have been in this particular space before. Again, with all of these things that are far beyond our control. But the important thing is to continue to push through regardless, because you owe it to yourself at the very least to make it out on the other side. So that's what I have for you all today. As I mentioned already on the Instagram, at least by the time this is published, the Catch Some Z's platform is going to dabble a little bit into escapism just because I know that I go to work and I have to deal with current events. So when I come home, I don't want to have to deal with it. I have to deal with it every day. I have to deal with it in life, right? It's not like I can come home and actually shut it out. No, because this is real life and these things very much directly impact me, but I can at least pretend like I don't. And so, you know, you are all very much invited to pretend with me through this platform. So through podcast episodes, through the Instagram, you know, I would like it to be a wholesome platform, an inspiring platform, and just kind of one that doesn't stress you out. And of course, the Catch Some Z's website. So as I continue to focus on, you know, this project, grow and develop it, it helps me to kind of make sense of the world around me. And I just sincerely hope that it helps you kind of make sense of what you've got going on in your own areas. Okay, so that is the episode. That is oysters and Tabasco. If you do not have a shellfish allergy, if you do not mind seafood, and if you do not mind spicy things, again, I highly encourage you, the next time you're around oysters, ask the waiter for some Tabasco sauce and try it, baby. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. I am going to see you all again in 3 weeks. As always, be healthy, keep your head up, and continue to dream.